When COVID-19 tests come back increasingly positive in a community, the trend isn't always reflected at local schools. In fact, when schools implement measures like mask wearing, social distancing, and sanitizing, they can keep transmission of the virus low. That's according to a study recently published by the CDC. Dr. Amy Falk is the pediatrician who led the study. She reached these conclusions by examining 17 K-12 schools in Wood County, Wisconsin. At times, she says Wood County had up to a 40% test positivity rate. But during the 13 weeks of in-person learning Falk and her team analyzed, only 7 out of nearly 5,000 students tested positive for COVID-19, and no staff members contracted the virus.
In a setting with very significant community spread, it seemed that with appropriate mitigation, such as near universal masking and distancing as much as possible, increased sanitation and other measures that the schools took as per CDC guidance, that schools really do not seem to be a significant source of COVID-19 spread.
Falk says kids in elementary school are less likely to get and spread the virus, but even asymptomatic spreading would result in more staff members and parents contracting COVID-19. Instead, she attributes the school's success largely to significant compliance with mask wearing.
What we've shown with our studies is that, number one, children are fantastic with masking. Even the littlest kids, the kindergartners, did amazing with it. Their compliance was never wavering, below 90%. They just did fantastic.
Falk says the results of her research, in combination with findings from similar studies, suggest schools should consider reopening.
I think it's imperative that we at least start the conversation for many of these schools that have been stuck virtual to at least start thinking about it.
Approximately one half of students in the United States have received virtual-only instruction since last March, according to the CDC report. That's taken a toll on student learning and on teens' mental health, with rising rates of anxiety and depression among young adults since the pandemic began. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.